I am joined in the studio with Ali Wrangham from the Rosedon Hill Ride. Hello and welcome.
Hello, nice to be here.
You're so polite, aren't you? I love when I have people in who are just really nice and polite and pleasant. It's so much nicer than when people come in, they're just like, I don't really want to be here. Because then it's not fun, is it? So, hello and welcome. Did you come here by horse or did you come here in the car?
No, not by horse. Sorry to say, it sounds very boring in a car.
But did you have a nice journey here?
Yes, fine. I'm only 10 miles away. In fact, I'm quite near where the ride is held.
Which
in
is?
In the hills.
Oh.
Cheviot foothills, absolutely beautiful.
Oh, well, that's lovely, that.
And all the riders who've been over the last couple of years, this is our third year of holding the ride, have absolutely been wowed by the scenery. It's one of the most beautiful places in Northumberland to come to.
Yeah.
And so nice to bring your horse as well. Really.
Exactly. Yeah. Let the horses have some fun.
Yeah, exactly.
I love the drive up here. It's really beautiful. Mm. And it's sort of, even though you're sort of driving around a motorway, you still look around and you're like, oh, I could totally live in the country.
Oh, well,
you
I
know?
Do.
It's really, because I'm like a suburbanite, I suppose, and it's just really boring.
Well, this ride is a very good chance for a lot of people who do keep horses in more urban areas. There are a lot of them, especially in the northeast, to come out and really explore a bit and see parts of the country that they normally wouldn't be able to because they wouldn't know the way or they wouldn't be allowed to.
So first of all, for those out there, because I wasn't actually aware of the hill ride until you emailed me and told me all about it. So for those people out there, what is the Rosedon Hill Ride and what is it in aid of?
Right, it's a 10-mile ride through the Cheviot foothills, as I've already said, taking in some hilly country across moorland, some tracks and beautiful scenery. It can be slightly shorter if you have a horse that's perhaps not fit enough to do 10 miles at the moment. But you can go quite slowly. You can go at your own pace. You can walk, you can trot, you can do some cantering. It's up to you.
So it's not a race?
No, not at all. No, it's just a pleasure ride from that point of view. But it's in aid of charity. We normally choose two charities. Each year it's actually been a pony welfare charity. One of the ponies that we've used in publicity actually came from this charity, which is what really started us thinking we'd like to raise money for them because they do a fantastic job in rescuing ponies that for whatever reason have no home anymore and then trying to rehome them, and they're very successful at that. So it's for that charity, and it has been each year, but this year we've decided to give half the proceeds to the Mid-Northumberland Explorer Scouts. Plenty of whom we know their families, and we know a lot of the young people involved with the Scouts, and they've been having a massive fundraising effort to get six of them to Botswana to do some conservation work.
Okay.
A lot of local people have already helped with that fundraising, but they themselves are going out and doing lots of different things to raise money. And at our ride, they're going to be cooking up bacon and sausage butties for the riders to buy when they come back or before they set out, and helping with stewarding and that kind of thing, because we need lots of people. We always have gates manned, so no one has to get off their horse. They can just keep going and enjoy themselves.
So is it a very successful event every year? Do you get lots of people coming?
Yeah, first year we had a lot. We did quite a lot of publicity, which cost us quite a lot of money because we have to advertise as well as getting editorial. But last year we didn't do as much advertising, and not as many people came. We wondered if it was perhaps the recession. So this year, who knows? We've had quite a few inquiries already, and the publicity's gone quite well. So fingers crossed, it's on people's calendar.
So on average, how many people?
And they'll turn up. First year, we had about 300. Last year, about 200. So it'd be great, if it was in between. Maybe.
So if you have a horse, go out there, go for a ride, or do you provide horses?
No.
I know that's a really stupid question, what do you bring?
I don't think somebody who doesn't ride would want to do 10 miles.
I had a moment last night. It's a bit of a stupid question, but it's not really, because I sort of thought, well, what if somebody who was a beginner at riding and they'd like to give it a go? What if they wanted to give it a go?
Well, they'd have to get a horse from somewhere. Right. They'd have to borrow one. But, a lot of riding stables will hire them out.
That makes me sound really stupid.
No, it is. It's a bit of a sort of unknown quantity for people who are not involved, isn't it? But, I remember one of your colleagues saying to me last year, oh, I'd really like to do that. I'll try and do it next year. But I don't think he has. Well, he certainly hasn't made any inquiries.
I'd certainly like to, learn how to ride a horse.
Well, do. Let this be your
I like horses. I think they're very peaceful.
Oh, they're gorgeous animals. And they're so, they put up with such a lot, quite honestly. But hopefully a lot of people look after them really well.
Yeah, I don't like it when you see them sort of just put in fields and you can tell that they've got a miserable life. That always gets me very upset. I care more for the animals than the people. So the Society for the Welfare of Horses and Ponies, they do a lot of work in the area, good work?
They do work all over the country. They're actually based down south.
Right.
But this friend of mine who I help run the ride with, she's had a rescue pony from them and knows other people who have. Mm-hmm. And particularly when we've had those really bad winters, they're having to pay a lot of money in feed costs mm-hmm. for all these ponies that they've taken in and are trying to rehome. And we just felt, well, if we could help that, we're giving something back, really, because my friend Trudy had the most gorgeous little rescue pony who's been fantastic mm-hmm. for both her kids. And I think she just thought, well, I didn't have to pay for her, but I'd really like to give them something back mm-hmm. in return. Mm-hmm. So we're publicising that too.
Yeah.
And I mean, it'd be great if they opened a branch up here, but I don't think they need to because, mm-hmm. you know, they're obviously well established. But if anyone's looking for a pony, it's always worth contacting this society to see what they've got.
Okay.
You know, a bit like dog and cat rescue homes, you know?
Yeah, well, we'll put the information on the website later on today.
Thank you.
So what the scouts that are going to Africa, can you tell us a little bit more about that? Obviously, they're going to do conservation work. You know, but
they are apparently, there are six of them going from the Mid-Northumberland Scout mm-hmm. troop, of which there are now 27 members, so it's very healthy at the moment. And I think one of the scouts said to me, he thinks that's why they've managed to go on this African expedition. Before, they were such a small group, they could never have raised the money necessary, mm-hmm. but now there are a lot more of them. And apparently the reason there are more of them now is because they've started doing Duke of Edinburgh Award.
Okay.
And our local high school, the Duchess, don't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of kids want to do it. It looks fantastic on their CV mm-hmm. for jobs, whatever they're wanting to do, even university applications. Mm-hmm. So they are going to the Scouts now to enable them to do that Duke of Edinburgh Award.
Mm-hmm.
So some of them are working towards gold, which they might get next year. And this is all kind of part of that, you know.
Yeah.
But the conservation work apparently involves building a house for a game warden.
Okay.
And some sort of lookout tower. So it sounds like they're going to be in construction, which is quite interesting.
But it's still a really good opportunity for them.
Oh, fantastic. Know. They're all so excited. None of them have ever done anything like this before. I think one's 15 and two are 17. I think mm-hmm. one's 19. Mm-hmm. There are six altogether, three girls, three boys, all from this area. Two of them are a brother and sister, Jack and Beth Wild, who they're the people I know the best, and mm-hmm. I've been talking to them about it. And I think they're going to come back having learnt all kinds of things, mm-hmm. you know, real life experience. They say it's not a holiday. They know they're going there to work.
Yeah.
But what a fantastic opportunity for them. And they've worked so hard mm-hmm. to get there. They had to raise £18,000 mm-hmm. between them. And I think they're almost there. So if we do manage to raise some funds for them with our ride, that will just go into the pot for future expeditions too, you know, because they're always doing all kinds of fundraising for something or other.
So what kind of fundraising have they done apart from...
They did a sponsored swim, apparently. And I'm trying to think what else they told me. They've also been raising money for a minibus. That's the other thing that I was hearing about.
Mm-hmm.
Which is allowing them to do more travelling and go out to different areas all together to save on mm-hmm. fuel. And I think they've been getting involved with any activities around here where they might perhaps get some funds, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Apparently one of the biggest contributions and probably the most important one was from the John Bull pub in Alnwick.
Mm-hmm.
And that really kick-started their fundraising campaign. They gave them £1,000.
Wow.
And they're very grateful for that.
That's brilliant. Yeah. Oh, well, we'll wish you luck. Because it'll be really good.
It'd be great if we could add to their little kitty, really.
Exactly. I kind of wish now I'd done the Duke of Edinburgh. That would have been brilliant going to Africa and helping out. So how much is it for adults who want to take part?
It's £20 mm-hmm. on the day. If they pay in advance, it's 15. So we're knocking a fiver off. £10 for children. But they can just turn up, pay on the day, and there will be refreshments en route mm-hmm. halfway round. We do sort of homemade cakes and juice and stuff like mm-hmm. that. No alcohol, I'm afraid. We don't want you falling off.
No. Maybe after.
Yeah.
Maybe
when they finish, perhaps they can imbibe a bit. And the scouts will be there cooking up some butties as well, if anyone's peckish.
And how much are these vegan butties?
I don't know. They haven't told me. I don't know. Apparently, they're absolutely gorgeous. So
I know I could do with one right now, actually. I wish wish Daniel would run down the shop and get me a vegan sandwich. Go on, Daniel, do it. It's all off-road, riding yes. through woodland, Dean. So it's obviously going to be very beautiful. Do you recommend people to bring any specific...
Well, most riders are used to bringing clothing for whatever weather the is thrown at us. Mm-hmm. But hopefully it's going to be a great day. I mean, the forecast, I know, until this weekend's fantastic. I'm not sure about next week. Might be some rain. Mm-hmm. We could do with it, though, in a way, for the ground. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't matter what the weather's like. The ride goes ahead. It's on very good ground, mm-hmm. In all weathers.
Excellent. And do you have any contact information for people wanting to get in contact with you?
Any more information? We do have a Facebook page, mm-hmm. which has got all our details on that. And that's Rosedon Hill Ride. Mm-hmm. And if you just go into Facebook, or they could contact me. Shall I give out my mobile?
Yes, if you'd like to.
Yeah, it's Ali Wrangham, 0797 085 7603. Mm-hmm. And we'd love to hear from anyone. If you've got any inquiries, just get in touch.
Yes. Well, we'll put all the information on the website, especially about the ride. It's the Cheviot Foothills near Wooler. So if you want to go and take the lovely horse out for a bit of a gander on Saturday, the 31st of March, you can do so. And it's all in aid of the Society and Welfare of Horses and Ponies and the Northumberland Hunt Pony Club, as well as...
No, that was last year.
Oh, that was last year. Sorry.
The Mid-Northumberland Explorers.
Yes. Sorry. Yeah. My apologies.
No, that's all right.
But yes, we'll put all the information on the website, and do go, because it does sound like a lovely afternoon indeed.